This episode of Intelligent Medicine is brought to you by the Zona Plus, an effective non-drug treatment for high blood pressure. It's a safe, easy way to lower your blood pressure naturally, and it's so effective it works for 9 in 10 people. The Zona Plus is a high-tech smart device that guides you through a patented therapy that's personalized to your unique physiology. To find out more, go to tryzona.com or call toll-free 888-408-6141. As a listener to Intelligent Medicine, you can get $50 off and free shipping. Just use the coupon code Hoffman at checkout at tryzona.com.
Welcome to Intelligent Medicine, America's foremost program on health, medicine, and nutrition, featuring the latest on both conventional and alternative therapies. Now, here's Dr. Ronald Hoffman.
Welcome to Intelligent Medicine. I'm your host, Dr. Ronald Hoffman, and back from last week's sojourn in Belgium. We gave you a best of program, and we got lots to talk about on this week's Intelligent Medicine. So I've been gathering news stories from medical journals and from media articles, and we're here to break it all down for you, provide it in a digestible fashion and an entertaining way of learning about health. Our number is 877-726-8255, and you can start dialing. You can get directly into the doctor's office and pose a question. We'd love to hear from you this weekend. That's 877-726-TALK to make it a little easier. This has been a big week, and I feel like I'm kind of a maelstrom because got back from Europe, moved my office, which is a huge deal after 10 years in a previous location and moving to a new location. And in addition, we're changing the way that you can order supplements from our practice. And you can check out drhoffman.com for information about a new way that we have of getting supplements to you. It's called FullScript, and FullScript is really a great way of shopping for supplements. It's convenient. It's user-friendly. And I have to say that in the past few years, you know, we had a great website at drhoffman.com for supplements, but the technology is moving ahead at such a rate that we were really overdue for an upgrade, and now we have a great way of dispensing supplements to you. So check it out at drhoffman.com. Under Shop, click on Shop, and you'll be prompted to register for FullScript, and you can find out about all the great products that we have there. All right. In the news this week, big story. A teen in Richland County, South Carolina, died suddenly while in his art class at school. He fell to his knees and told worried classmates that he felt lightheaded. He then passed out on the floor and was rushed to a nearby hospital, but by 3:30 p.m., he was pronounced dead. And it was a medical mystery for a while, but an astute coroner who conducted the autopsy did a little investigation and found that caffeine might have been the culprit. Davis Kripe, a 15-year-old, left home on April 26th, an active and healthy teenage boy, but he ultimately passed out at art class, and here's what happened. Early in the day, he had chugged a latte, which he obtained from McDonald's, and you can get any amount of caffeine you want. You know, it's like, I don't even know the terminology there, because there are all kinds of esoteric names for their different caffeine drinks, but you can get a triple shot as much as you want. Massive amount of caffeine. Then he had a single Mountain Dew. Okay, Mountain Dew is notorious for spiking its un-colas with high amounts of caffeine, followed by an energy drink, you know, like Red Bull or Monster, things that these kids like. And many of these kids are sleep deprived, and they utilize these drinks to stay awake in school or while gaming, or perhaps even worse, when drinking alcohol to steady them out. Or so it seems, they feel more together, but they're really not. Their judgment is still impaired by the alcohol. And apparently he suffered from a cardiac arrhythmia, which was fatal. So what this illustrates, though, is how easy it is to go over the line in caffeine consumption, because three seemingly innocuous sources. How many of you go to McDonald's and drink a latte? How many of you might have a caffeinated soda? And how many of you might consume an energy drink here and there? But when combined, when taken in succession, they can prove deadly in susceptible individuals. So really a tragic story. Let's take some phone calls. We've got Joe from Cherry Hill, New Jersey. Our number is 877-268-2555. Hi, Joe.
Hello. My 92-year-old father is in pretty good health, but he has been starting to experience some short-term memory loss.
Uh-huh.
My mother died back in February, and I'm kind of correlating the two. And
yeah, there's a little often a downhill course for spouses when they're, you know, especially if they've been together for a long time, and it's kind of a vulnerable
and
time.
A half years.
It's a vulnerable time, yeah. If he can make it through the, you know, the first year, then it might be smoother sailing, although 92 can be a slippery banana peel in any case.
Yeah, but the thing is, he's only on Digitex and Synthro. I mean, and his blood pressure is good.
Okay.
So I was just wondering if there's some supplements like ginkgo that you might suggest for his short-term memory loss, or is there nothing?
Well, absolutely. You know, I think ginkgo is appropriate. I think you might consider something like phosphatidylserine and or phosphatidylcholine. Sometimes there's combination products that include those. I like vinpocetine. Vinpocetine is also a bit of a circulatory enhancer. Those are some of the things that we might consider for an older patient. I think you have to be a little careful when you prescribe, especially in older, fragile patients, patients perhaps who are on blood thinners, because some of, you know, ginkgo, for example, synergizes with blood thinners like aspirin or Coumadin. And we have to be a little careful when patients are taking multiple blood thinners along with supplements. You might also consider DHA, good old-fashioned DHA from omega-3 fish oil. I would take, instead of just a regular fish oil pill, I'd take a you know, something that's like a DHA-rich formula. The product we use is called DHA Select from Orthomolecular. And those might help. Also, you know, there's some evidence that coconut oil is beneficial. And, you know, here's a really great idea for him is you can get turmeric, which has anti-inflammatory effects on the body, but it also seems to have anti-dementia effects in the brain, and have him either take a curcumin supplement. The one that we use for brain is called Cogumin. Something I've been doing lately is one of my nice patients brought me a little container of turmeric that is in kind of a powder form mixed with coconut oil, so it's actually a little solid. And you can dissolve that in warm coconut milk and make what's called golden milk, which is a real popular drink in India and great for the brain. And, you know, it's tasty and refreshing as well. So that might be something that you do. I think Gero makes a golden milk product, and we've actually listed it on our new website at drhoffman.com. So that's something that you could utilize on a daily basis. And, you know, it makes for less pills. You know, you can drink it as a beverage, because after a while you take all these cognitive enhancing pills and you walk down the street and you feel like you're rattling. So many pills rattling around inside you. That gets a little much, especially for 92-year-olds. Don't forget B12. B12 would be important too. Many older individuals don't absorb B12 efficiently. And I might suggest a formula that has B12 along with active folate. Methylfolate is the most bioavailable form, and sometimes we combine that with B6. And that is actually used in a prescription medication called Deplin, which is designed to stave off cognitive decline. And all it is methylfolate, methylcobalamin, and B6 together. Those seem to have a beneficial effect on the brain, maybe by working on homocysteine. That's part of it. But also B12 deficiency is real common in the older population. Okay, so there you have it. I think that's a list of, you know, I don't want to overwhelm you. Huperzine, that's another product that you might use. Huperzine, also derived from a Chinese herb called club moss. That, too, can be beneficial for staving off cognitive decline. So, you know, quite a few things in our armamentarium. Thank you very much for calling, Joe, and all the best to your dad, who's 92. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman. 877-726-TALK is our number for calls. We got more to share with you on this weekend edition of Intelligent Medicine. Stay tuned.
Prevent those frustrating seasonal symptoms, including sneezing, runny nose, and watery eyes, that can spoil your time outdoors by supercharging your immune response right at the source, your digestive tract, where an amazing 70% of your immune cells reside. If your immune system views pollen, animal dander, or wheat as a dangerous invader, it will react by stimulating an inflammatory response and incite all those unpleasant symptoms. What you may not know is that the immune receptor cells residing in your gut all depend on a healthy probiotic population to function at their peak. That's why Dr. Fred Pescatore, a best-selling author on the subject, recommends Dr. O'Hara's probiotics as a top-tier defense in the management of seasonal symptoms. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics delivers live, beneficial bacteria in an easily absorbed formula and is backed by over 25 years of research. Discover the Dr. O'Hara difference and enjoy the outdoors again.
Dr. O'Hara's probiotics are available at Vitamin Shop, Whole Foods, Sprouts, and other fine health food stores nationwide.
Did you know that olive oil is at its peak of flavor and nutrition right after it's fresh pressed at harvest time? That's why my favorite olive oil is delivered to me direct from the latest harvest, thanks to the Fresh Pressed Olive Oil Club. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman, and as a listener of Intelligent Medicine, you can try a bottle of their finest artisanal olive oil, normally $39, for just $1, with no obligation to buy anything else. I've been enjoying these harvest fresh olive oils for years. They are far and away the brightest, most lively, and flavorful olive oils I've ever tasted. Their antioxidants and polyphenols are off the charts because they're fresh from the harvest. They make store-bought olive oils taste dull and flat by comparison. Taste for yourself. Check out this generous trial offer and get your $39 bottle for a buck with no obligation to buy anything else. Visit MyFavoriteOliveOil.com. In my case, it truly is. MyFavoriteOliveOil.com. MyFavoriteOliveOil.com.
Hey, folks, if you want to manage your blood pressure without medication, I've got some exciting news about an effective non-drug treatment. You know, here on Intelligent Medicine and in my practice, the Zona Plus has really made a difference for a lot of people who have hypertension. It's a safe, easy way to lower your blood pressure naturally, and it's so effective that it works for 9 in 10 people. Now, there are studies that show that a regular use can result in an average decrease in blood pressure of 10% or more in just 4 to 8 weeks. What is it? It's a high-tech smart device that guides you through a patented therapy that's personalized to your unique physiology. If you want to find out more about the Zona Plus, go to tryzona.com or call toll-free 888-408. 6141. That's 888-408-6141 or tryzona.com. And as a listener to Intelligent Medicine, the company's offering you $50 off and free shipping. Just use the coupon code Hoffman at checkout. You know, it's been a long time since I've been this excited about a new natural medical innovation, the Zona Plus at tryzona.com. Okay. This item is, it's actually a follow-up to a story that has been around for a while. Non-steroidal anti-inflammatory drugs, drugs like Motrin, ibuprofen, or prescription versions thereof, like Celebrex and Vioxx. By the way, Vioxx taken off the market. And it was estimated by one professor at Harvard that Vioxx may have been responsible for tens of thousands of heart attacks. Now, that's kind of unexpected because we know that aspirin thins blood. Aspirin's a great anti-inflammatory pain reliever. So why should non-steroidal anti-inflammatories thicken the blood? Well, it turns out that they do, and they can increase the risk for heart attacks and possibly strokes. And here's what they found in a recent review. This is a huge study. They looked at multiple studies involving more than 446,000 people, ages 40 to 79. And among those people, there were 61,000 heart attacks. And they found that those who used NSAIDs for 1 to 7 days, very short time. This happened really quickly. It wasn't like they had to be using these drugs chronically, day in, day out, for weeks or months. After just 1 to 7 days, the risk of heart attack increased 24% for Celebrex, 48% for ibuprofen, which is brand name Advil or Motrin, 50% for Voltaren, that's a prescription drug used for arthritis, and 53% for naproxen, which is brand name Aleve. So they took Vioxx off the market in 2004 because of its cardiovascular risk. It was the worst at 58%, but close behind Aleve over-the-counter and ibuprofen, Advil, Motrin, over-the-counter. So if we're going to be consistent about it, you take a drug off the market because it increases risk by 58%. What about an over-the-counter that increases risk by 53%? That's not very much less. So the surprise here in the study is that it did not take a long time for these adverse effects to appear. In just 1 week, people experienced a higher risk. Now, a caveat here is just because you take these medications doesn't mean you're going to get an immediate heart attack. On a given week, or in a given month, or even in a given year, your risk for heart attack is relatively low. So an increase of even 50% it doesn't mean with great certainty that you're going to have a heart attack, but who wants to run that risk when natural alternatives abound for pain? And that's what we're all about. You know, we tell people to take fish oil. Niacinamide can be helpful for knee pain. Glucosamine chondroitin, MSM, and, of course, curcumin, which is one of my favorite pain relievers, works great. In some head-to-head studies, the benefits equivalent to those of non-steroidal anti-inflammatory drugs for conditions like knee pain generalized arthritis. So, and with additional side benefits instead of negative side effects. So be cautious in your, use them as little as possible. Don't use them on a daily basis, especially if you're older and at risk for heart attack. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman, and when we return, more of your questions, 877-726-TALK for Intelligent Medicine.
Stop breathing right now. No, really, hold your breath. This is how it feels when you're stuffed up due to colds, flu, pollen, dander, post-nasal drip, or any other reason. That's when you need clear saline nasal spray, the only spray with the power of xylitol. That simple saline solution you're using is only doing half the job. It's just rinsing. In multiple research studies, xylitol has been shown to reduce bacterial adhesion and help keep your nose moist and clean much longer than saline alone, making Clear more effective at washing away that nasty gunk in your nose. Clear is so powerful, it's been granted over 11 patents. So step up from that wimpy saline spray to something that actually works faster and better at getting you the relief you need to start breathing now. And if your doctor isn't talking to you about Clear for your congestion, maybe you need to get a new doctor. You don't just rinse your hands, why would you just rinse your nose? Clear saline nasal spray with xylitol. Available at Walmart, CVS, Whole Foods, Rite Aid, and everywhere else. Or clear.com. That's X-L-E-A-R.com. Now go wash your nose.
Welcome back to Intelligent Medicine. Dr. Ronald Hoffman with you. If you want to call us, 877-726-TALK is our number. Phone calls. During the break, had a little discussion, as I usually do, with our audio engineer, whose name I'll keep anonymous because I, you know, I'm so used to guarding the anonymity of patients, because we had a discussion about her high blood pressure, and she was intrigued by the little announcement I made about the Zona Plus. And so this one's for you, audio engineer. It's an article about diet and high blood pressure. And it has to do with the glycemic index, or GI. There's a glycemic index which measures the sugar impact of an individual food on insulin. Insulin being something that often mediates high blood pressure. You know, we tend to think of sodium, 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 but actually some studies now suggest that, at least for some individuals, an ultra-low sodium diet can backfire, can cause the body to retain water and increase blood pressure. We often talk about the DASH diet, which is lots of fruits, vegetables, whole grains, but there's a tendency in that diet to use too much in the way of carbohydrates. Yeah, okay, they're whole grains, but even whole grains have a glycemic impact. And so this is a meta-analysis. They looked at a whole bunch of studies, 14 trials comprising over 1,000 individuals. And what they found was that reducing the glycemic index and also reducing the glycemic load. Glycemic load is actually a better way of calculating that, because it actually is more practical in terms of what people really eat. So what they found is that there was a significant impact on blood pressure by reducing the glycemic index or the glycemic load of the diet, thus arguing for low carbohydrate dieting as a means of achieving blood pressure goals. So there you have it. And you know who I'm talking to. Here's another one. You know, you go to American Heart Association, you go to many government websites, and they say, substitute skim milk for full-fat dairy. Okay? And that is hoary old advice. Very anachronistic, very outdated. Because more and more research is confirming that eating full-fat dairy won't raise the chance of a heart attack. This is another blow to the cholesterol hypothesis, whereby we thought, oh yeah, you know, a lot of cholesterol, a lot of saturated fat, that's what clogs the arteries. But that is so passé. This study was an in-depth analysis of 29 prior studies. It's a study of studies, a meta-analysis. And what one of the experts says is, quote, there's quite a widespread mistaken belief among the public that dairy products in general can be bad for you, but that's a misconception. While it is a widely held belief, our research shows that that's wrong. There's been a lot of publicity over the last 5 to 10 years about how saturated fats increase the risk of cardiovascular disease, and a belief has grown up that they must increase the risk, but they don't. They say dairy products are not, as even high-fat dairy products are not implicated in cardiovascular risk. We are confident, they say, that our results are robust and accurate. Here's another study on the diet front. You know, one of my favorite beverages is carbonated water. I love bubbly water. In Europe, they give you, you know, most restaurants, they give you a choice between flat or gassy water. And I always go for the carbonated. But interesting story, sparkling water may be the reason you're piling on the pounds, according to scientists. Now, what is it about sparkling water? I mean, we're not talking about soda or diet soda. We're talking about just water. And carbon dioxide, which is where the bubbles come from, doesn't have any calories. So what's going on? Researchers postulate that the carbon dioxide, which gives the drink its fizz, can trigger a hunger hormone, which prompts us to scarf more food as a result. And interestingly, this research comes to us from the Birzeit University in the Palestinian West Bank. Okay, I mean, it made a big splash. I'm not sure the quality of the study, but they fed rats carbonated water along with their normal diets, and they ate more than rats who were given still water. And the suggestion is that this may be applicable to humans. It caused me to gain enormous amounts of weight, and I'm not going to give up my habit. And now that I've got a carbonator, I save a lot of water on. It'll save a lot of money on, and save the effort of schlepping those heavy bottles home. It's a great way to increase your hydration, because I don't know. It tastes a lot better than lukewarm tap water. I love those fizzy bubbles. All right, when we return, you know, this has been a big week for research on the benefits of olive oil. I published an article in our newsletter, and you can find it at drhoffman.com, about the many benefits of extra virgin olive oil. And in just a moment, we're going to talk to an expert about extra virgin olive oil. Important subject, because it really is a health food. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman, and this is Intelligent Medicine. Do you want to manage your blood pressure without medication? I have some exciting news about an effective non-drug treatment. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman, here to tell you about the Zona Plus. It's a safe, easy way to lower your blood pressure naturally. It's so effective it works for 9 in 10 people. The Zona Plus is a high-tech smart device that guides you through a patented therapy that's personalized to your unique physiology. At least 22 clinical studies confirm regular use can result in an average decrease in blood pressure of 10% or more in just 4 to 8 weeks. To find out more, go to tryzona.com or call toll-free 888-408-6141. That's 888-408-6141 or tryzona.com. As a listener to Intelligent Medicine, the company is offering you $50 off and free shipping. Just use the coupon code Hoffman at checkout. It's been a long time since I've been this excited about a new natural medical innovation, the Zona Plus, at tryzona.com.
As we age, it's important to keep moving, but it doesn't have to hurt. You know, sometimes pain is inevitable, but suffering can be optional. In addition to healthier eating habits and staying active, I've discovered a powerful new formula to help provide nutritional support for healthy inflammation response. Kyolic Curcumin from our friends at Kyolic. Kyolic Curcumin is a synergistic combination of the antioxidant properties of odorless organic aged garlic extract, along with a proprietary Mariva turmeric complex made from a unique blend of curcumin and phosphatidylcholine to help maximize absorption. I take Kyolic Curcumin every day to provide natural support for healthy inflammation response, joint and muscle health, cardiovascular benefit, colon and liver function, as well as other nutritional benefits. So take the first step with Kyolic Curcumin. The rest is easy.
Kyolic Curcumin is available at Vitamin Shoppe, Whole Foods, Sprouts, GNC, and fine health food stores everywhere. For more information, visit kyolic.com.
Welcome back to Intelligent Medicine. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman. And this week in our newsletter, I published an article, a very popular article, got a lot of hits on it, 11 reasons why you should be using extra virgin olive oil. And so apropos of that, we're going to talk to an expert, T.J. Robinson, also known as the Olive Oil Hunter. He's kind of the Jay Peterman of olive oil. He travels the world to source the highest quality extra virgin olive oils. And he is also the developer of the Fresh Pressed Olive Oil Club, from which I obtain my olive oil, which I really, really treasure. You can find out more at myfavoriteoliveoil.com. TJ, it's a pleasure having you back on Intelligent Medicine. We interviewed a couple of years ago about olive oil. It was a great conversation.
Thank you very much. I'm excited and happy to be here, and I appreciate you getting the word out about all the wonderful reasons to use wonderful extra virgin olive oil.
Well, you know, the medical part is covered in my article, but you know, we have reports on cancer, we have reports on stroke risk, cardiovascular risk. Of course, it's really the main component of the Mediterranean diet, which is so heart healthy, but the problem is that Americans are missing out on the true benefits of olive oil because, frankly, there's so much fraud and there's such poor quality olive oil that's being offered on the general marketplace. Americans' palates aren't very sophisticated. They tend to prefer bland tastes. Really super fresh olive oil has kind of a piquant taste. And so where are you coming back from? By the way, you travel all over the place. You're New Zealand and South America, and not just traditional olive oil places like Sicily. And
that's right. I'm just back from Chile this week, and they're enjoying a beautiful harvest of wonderful Chilean olives. One of the things I try to teach folks is to think of olives as a fruit. A lot of times folks think of them as more of an agricultural type of oil, and I try to educate them that they are wonderful fruit, and if they are to be treated like a fresh fruit juice and not an industrial product, because
that
a wonderful
that has a shelf
fresh
life of years, you know, that's not a
yeah.
great idea, right?
Yes, exactly.
So a lot of media reports lately about the widespread fraud in the olive oil industry. I mean, it literally is linked to organized crime.
Yeah, unfortunately, the mafia has gotten involved at some of the theories that are out there. Evidently, in the years past, crimes for counterfeiting olive oil are nowhere near the penalties for trafficking cocaine and other drugs that the mafia got involved with. So they found a nice way to make a hefty profit on some uneducated consumers in America, because frankly, most Americans don't know what really amazing world-class olive oil tastes like, so they have no way to compare it to what they're consuming.
And so it is the problem that the olive oil is old, stale, adulterated, is some of it mixed with other oils? What's the deal?
Yeah, the in America, we produce less than 5% of what we consume. So 95% of our olive oil is imported. This importation, just yesterday, I was out at the market and looking at some tins of olive oil, and there was this one beautiful gold tin that had this nice
the bottles
Italian
are amazing.
Flag. Yeah.
I always used to buy the most beautiful bottle, you know, it's like I figured, and the most expensive one, you know, I thought was going to be the best one in the most ornate bottle.
Yeah. A lot of people buy on bottle and the glass, and on the back was this beautiful port in the southern part of Italy. And then I read the actual fine print on the label, and the label says this oil contains oil from Italy, Spain, Morocco, Tunisia, and I can't even Turkey. Maybe there were a few other countries, but It's just amazing how the packaging influences. You know, they want us to think like this is it's got an Italian flag on the front, and a Sicilian port on the back, you know, this beautiful color photo of a Sicilian port. And, you know, it's we've definitely been taken advantage of in the past. And the big bottlers are stepping up their game. I mean, they're definitely these media reports, the 60 Minutes investigation last year was pretty, you know, they're definitely taking steps to up their game, but there are definitely some things you can do as a consumer to not get caught in their trap, I guess you would say.
Well, one of the ways to do it is to subscribe to your service, and I look at it as kind of like the wine of the month club. I look forward to my delivery, where you know every month it's a great surprise. It's like, oh wow, look at this wonderful new olive oil that I get to taste. And you rate them from mild taste to strong, and then there's sort of an intermediate. There are different uses for the different flavors. I like I'm very used to the flavor of fresh olive oil now, and I use it
absolutely
in cooking. I use it on salads. I try to use as much as I can, because I know that when I slather it on, it's healthy for me.
Absolutely. Now, you know, a lot of people, they don't know exactly what to taste for. So they don't even know, you know, if what they have in their cabinet is really of quality. So a couple things that professional olive oil tasters taste for, and I can explain that really quickly, sure. What you should be looking for when you taste a quality, high quality olive oil. And that is, you're going to be looking for fruitiness. It's going to smell fruity. You're going to smell things like grass and mm-hmm. tomato leaf, maybe even things like basil and rosemary. And there's nothing in these oils other than wonderful fresh olives that are picked.
You sound
green.
Like a sommelier, you know, like you know, a little fragrance of this and a little bouquet of that, you know. But to a discerning palate, you can really pick these out, these flavor
absolutely.
Notes.
Exactly. It's going to taste, it's going to smell very green and very fresh. And that just is a signifier that the olives were picked when they were green. See, the longer the olive hangs on the tree, the more black it gets and the more oil that goes inside the fruit. So as a farmer, if you have a mortgage to pay, you could tend, depending on if you're, let's say, making oil for the bulk market, you want to get as much oil inside the fruit before you harvest it. The issue with that is as more oil goes in the fruit, your polyphenols go down. Uh-huh. So the green factor. So they, right. when they're picked young, when you see early harvest or green harvest, that's a sign that it's going to be an oil that you should taste a few more. When you actually taste the oil, you're going to taste a few things. And these polyphenols are the real health properties. And
right.
I can go into what
those you should take. And oleuropein, you know, I'll get technical on you here. These are really like the business end of it. And it has to be a little bit, not totally transparent, a little bit opaque and cloudy with a greenish pigment, right, to signify the presence of these beneficial polyphenols.
It's funny that you mention color because as a professional olive oil taster, we yep. taste in blue glasses. Little
okay.
blue glasses.
Okay.
And these little, they kind of look like little mini stemless wine glasses. Okay. And you should say, why blue? Because blue actually masks the color of the oil. And color is not necessarily a quality indicator.
Okay.
Different varieties of olives, they're probably more than 700 varieties of olives, but different olives have different pigmentations that kind of stay with the oil. So you might have a arbequina oil that's completely yellow that may taste quite green. So that's one reason we taste in blue glasses is so that color doesn't influence your taste
your
buds.
Judgment. Now, could you clear up some terminology? Because you see pure, extra virgin, cold pressed, you know, and then it's all mystifying. What is the...
Absolutely. Well, there's a very clear line that I just try to make it very simple. One is unrefined oil, and unrefined is extra virgin olive oil and virgin olive oil. Extra virgin being the highest category, the oil without defects, it's graded by its level of acidity or free oleic acid. And the other category is pure and light. And the word light should not be confused with lower calorie.
Right.
Light being extra less flavor, light in flavor. So refined oils are pure and light, and those have the benefits of a healthy fat, but don't have
right.
the benefits of all the other antioxidants and all
right.
the compounds we're looking for, which I think you could talk about as being one of the key elements, these higher polyphenols, which are the bitterness and the pepperiness. Those
right.
you will find in unrefined oils. And those are many of the health compounds that are very important and essential to the Mediterranean diet.
So tell us about myfavoriteoliveoil.com. What would listeners obtain if they sign up? And by the way, you have a special offer, isn't that correct?
Absolutely. For your listeners, we have a $1 bottle that they can sample. It's a trial bottle when they try the club. And simply one of our big goals is we would love to have as many people as possible try what real fresh olive oil is. So our olive oil, with the Fresh Pressed Olive Oil Club, I have a group of connoisseurs. There's less than 20,000 of us that are very we've made olive oil an essential ingredient in our cooking and in our homes and as part of our diet. So
check out the offer at myfavoriteoliveoil.com and sample this wonderful product in its true state. And you can also read an article that I did for our newsletter on the health benefits of extra virgin olive oil. T.J. Robinson, the Fresh Pressed Olive Oil Club, thank you very much.
You're listening to Intelligent Medicine, brought to you by yours truly, Dr. Ronald Hoffman. Take advantage of everything Intelligent Medicine has to offer. Just go to drhoffman.com. There you'll find cutting-edge articles and resources vital to your health and wellness. Subscribe to the podcast and newsletter to keep Intelligent Medicine content flowing all week long. Also, go to drhoffman.com and click on the store to buy your supplements via our convenient internet portal. We only stock the very highest quality supplements, some of which are very hard to find elsewhere, the very same supplements I prescribe to my patients. Finally, become a patient of my practice. I will personally perform an extensive workup on you, applying all of our intelligent medicine principles, or make an appointment with Layla Mudin, our nutritionist. She'll provide you with expert advice on diet and supplements. Get the intelligent medicine experience. Go to drhoffman.com. drhoffman.com.